That's a good one. Stuck in the Middle with you. It's Party Line, a Tuesday edition, 4/16/24. Hey, we're all even numbers today, so we should be. Everything should be great. Everything should go well. Everything should go without any hitch. But you never know. Some oddball could come in out of nowhere, and then we'll be stuck right in the middle. All right. Hey, it's good to have you this morning on this edition of Party Line. Chad Sheridan with you, and we're excited to be able to bring you another edition. We got a great lineup today. Katie's going to be with us from Coach Kids, and she's actually already in studio. We're going to be talking to her in just a minute. And then Laura Archibald from Healthy Communities will be joining us a little bit later, and we're going to have a great time today learning more about these great organizations and talking about all their needs and what they're doing for our community as well. But we can't forget what makes it all happen, our sponsors, and we want to make sure that we highlight and celebrate them. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, we stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News, your free local online newspapers. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. And then what helps us keep Hoosierland TV going for at least this broadcast, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Peg and Penn Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water, all helping us today, bringing you this edition of Party Line, and we do welcome you. Well, it is Tuesday. It is the 16th of April. Hard to believe. Tax day is in the books, and, well, if you're like most people, they probably filed an extension or whatever. But Katie Schimmel joining us in the studio this morning. Katie, get everything done with your taxes? Is all done?
I did.
Okay, that's good. Well,
I try to get that done as soon as possible.
So you're not a procrastinator then?
I'm not.
Well, that's good. Hey, that's a great gift, because so many people procrastinate, and I'm kind of in between. There's things that I will not procrastinate on that I'll get it done, and then there's things that I'm like, oh.
That's how I am. I will procrastinate mowing my yard. I won't procrastinate paying my taxes.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go. Well, there is a difference in penalty there, so
right.
I guess you can either live with a lengthened yard or a long yard, or, well, maybe a long prison term. So
yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here with us this morning, Katie. And we'll kind of get going with, you're the executive director of Coach Kids.
Yeah.
And now let's go back a little bit. How long have you been with Coach Kids now?
September will be 2 years.
I know. I was thinking about that coming in this morning. I'm thinking, how long has Katie been? I knew it's been at least a year, mm-hmm. or more than a year. And boy, September, 2 years. Time flies.
2 years.
It goes quick.
It really has.
So what has been the biggest thing that you have learned in those almost 2 years?
Well, to be honest with you, the best way to serve the community, I think, is, kind of finding what is needed, and then the people that you need to be involved with to get that going and
right.
help where it needs to be helped.
Where does Coach Kids help more in the community? What do you think is the cornerstone that probably is Coach Kids that changes in the dynamics of a community?
Yeah, so we're a mentoring organization,
right.
And
yeah, for those that don't know that, Coach Kids is a mentoring organization,
right? So we mentor a lot of at-risk youth, and not all of our kiddos are at risk. But our mentors are able to kind of see a need within each of these families, and they're all different. And so we as an organization are able to not only provide a mentor for these kids, but also help their families if they're in need.
Yeah, mentoring, when we think about mentoring, You know, sometimes folks kind of think, well, is that a tutor? Or is that somebody that, and, you know, and the genesis of Coach Kids, really, you know, it came out of the Big Brothers, Big Sisters organization. Mm-hmm. I was privileged to be part of the board many years ago when we made that transition. And Coach Kids was designed to really kind of take it to another level and deepen those relationships with young people. And it's tough because finding those adults that can build a trusting relationship with the young people, especially in this crazy culture that we live mm-hmm. in, trust is a big issue. You know, being able to trust each other from a mentee as a mentor, and then that trust that we have in that mentor to do the right thing. And mm-hmm. so there's a very selective and long vetting process. Mm-hmm. I should say long, but it's an in-depth vetting process mm-hmm. To make sure, because one of the things that, you know, I know you believe in, Katie, and the Coach Kids organization, is that a lot of our kids have been through enough. So we really have to do everything we can to protect them and then to take them to the next level. It's just not about, you know, maintenance. It's literally about how do we create a better young person, and not that we have that ability as much as we can be a partner in that.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of these mentors, you know, the whole purpose of mentorship is a friendship. Is just
right.
a trusting, lasting,
listening
friendship.
Yeah.
So your point on trust is huge, because a lot of these kids, you know, even with my own son, son has a mentor, and I tell you, he talks to his mentor about things that he
right.
doesn't talk to me about.
Right.
And I feel like we have a fairly great relationship. So, but for some reason, he just
right.
wants to talk to him about other things. So, and that's okay.
You know, I was involved in Youth for Christ for many years, the executive director of Youth for Christ back in the day. And one of the things that we would always tell parents, don't, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right for another adult to be able yeah. to, because, you know, there's great coaches, there's great teachers, mm-hmm. there's pastors, youth pastors, there's all kinds of folks out there that understand that kind of get that, because they had someone in their life more
yeah.
than likely
yeah.
that was a that person that they could talk to. And I always tell parents, and I've had to tell myself, even with my own kids and grandkids now, that it's okay for them to be able to talk to someone else, as long as there's that trusting relationship,
yep.
Because it is so important that kid feels like they because even we can offer every opportunity. We could take them out. We can, spend the afternoon and just say, hey, this mm-hmm. is all your time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's silence. There's crickets.
Mm-hmm.
But they, because of the comfortability, or maybe there's just an issue that they just are embarrassed by, or
yeah.
whatever the case may be, that other adult that's out kind of side the circle
yep.
is such, and I don't think people realize how important that is.
It really is. A lot of kids, they feel like they might get in trouble
yeah.
if they talk to a parent.
Right.
And, you know, that's like the biggest thing is, well, I don't want to tell my mom that because she might get mad at me.
Yeah.
But they're able to talk to the mentor and tell the mentor. And I think that, you know, for myself personally, as a parent, I want my son to be able to not just behave with
yeah.
other adults, but,
right.
You know, if there's a coach or someone that he has in his life that, you know, he feels comfortable enough to share information with that he might not be comfortable sharing with me, I'm all for it, because I want him to share regardless of who it is, if he trusts them.
And being able to help a young person learn the importance of communication and interaction and engagement
mm-hmm.
with another person, especially as an adult, you're creating more maturity in them.
Right.
It's more that social skills, emotional skills, relational skills. And I'm going to play off of something that you just said too, that, you know, that young person may not feel comfortable because that parent may get upset or whatever. And I always try to encourage parents, look, let them have another adult friend or mentor in their life, because you're not supposed to be their friend. As you're growing these kids, you're a parent. Yeah. They need guidelines. Mm-hmm. They need guardrails. Mm-hmm. And they need people to be able to tell them no. Mm-hmm. I have visited many kids in prison over the years, and I have never once. In fact, I've heard only the opposite. Young people have said, I've never heard one of them say, I wish my parents would have been more lenient on me. Mm-hmm. Or I wish my parents would have just let me go. Mm-hmm. It's always been the opposite. I wish my parents would have told me no. Mm-hmm. I wish my parents would have been a little more strict with me. Why do we always remember the strict teachers? Why do we always remember those coaches that were the hardest on us, the toughest on us?
Because they made the biggest impact.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I think we as parents need to understand that and then allow those ancillary lateral relationships to blossom and bloom, in the sense that those kids can have that release, mm-hmm. or that part of their life that they can talk about without maybe feeling like they're going to get in trouble.
Right. And Shan, these aren't just strangers, you know?
Oh, no.
These
No.
Like you mentioned before, these mentors, they are highly vetted. They go through a pretty long interviewing process, background check process to make sure that, you know, these parents are trusting us as an organization to make sure that these kids are going to be with someone safe. And so I take that very seriously. And, you know, I think that, you know, not only are they having a friend, but it's a safe friend.
Which is greatly appreciated, because those parents need, I think, that support.
That comfort,
That comfort in that organization. And again, if you're someone considering being a mentor, we're not trying to scare you away. But, you know, if you're out there and you you have some time and some willingness to be a part of someone else's life, a younger person's life, you know, this could be a great opportunity for you. So I want to go through that real quick, Katie, before we look at some future events and things. But tell us how someone, if they're listening today, more than likely there's adults listening. And so if there's an adult listening today that's saying, you know what, I've just retired, I really have some time on my hands, I'd like to get involved. Mm-hmm. How do they go about getting plugged in and becoming a mentor?
Sure. So they can reach out to us, whether that's on our Facebook page. You can go to our website, which is CoachKids@CoachKids.org, and get all of our contact information. You can call the office and schedule a time with one of the program managers to get you started and get the ball rolling, depending on whatever program it is that you want to be a part of.
Yeah, and one of the things that I love about your organization is that it's not just about a warm body. You're literally trying to connect the kids' personality, their desires, with another adult that
that's
may
right.
have some of the same. So if a kid likes bowling and the adult likes bowling, maybe that's a good match. Say, hey, go bowling. I mean, you can do something that you don't feel like you have to make up. You know, because I have talked to some mentors and that have now been great mentors. I remember recruiting a mentor that was just so nervous, and he was like, Shan, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know. You'll be fine. You'll be great. And before, talk about your interest and then find out their interest. And before you know it, they found out that they kind of had the same interest of like mechanical and cars and gearhead type stuff. Well, it forged a long-term relationship, you know?
Yes, it does. And we look at all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
In that interviewing process, we ask so many questions that some of them are very random,
right?
Like, why would this matter? What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite type of food? You know, because a lot of these kids might be food driven, or you know, that might be something. Or what's your favorite sport? Things like that. Because,
what do you do when you do? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, good thing is we have a lot of kids that would answer that way, so they might make a good match.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what the kid's response is going to be. And then you got that adult that's like freaking out, like, okay, what's next? That's not on the list. Whatever. Let me just tell you right now, as an adult, you will get whatever. I don't care. I'm that's good. That's great. Or I don't like that. But you know, the kids, I think, also have changed a little bit, and not necessarily Well, I would just say that they have become a little more bolder in the sense of what they want, what they don't want, and they'll agree. I mean, I grew up in an era that you just, you know, whatever you want to do, sir, whatever you want to do, ma'am.
Right.
I mean, you know, you had that respect.
Yep.
Today it's more like, well, I don't care, but yeah, but I'm not going to do that. Or I don't want to do that. You know, so it's kind of like going to dinner with my wife. Where you want to eat? Oh, I don't care. And then you pull into, you know, a Wendy's. You got a Wendy's cup. I'll use that for an example. Oh, no. We had that the other day.
That's the only place I didn't want.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you get the gist.
Yes.
You get the gist. So, let me ask you this. So once a person says, yes, I want to join. Mm-hmm. I want to come be a part of Katie's team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get approved and get accepted. Then you have some training. You have some time of putting them together or getting them prepared for that whatever answer or whatever the case may be. And so what does that look like? Is that a period of how long a time?
Yeah, so we have an initial mentor training that all mentors will go through when they first initially start.
Okay.
But then we do provide mentor trainings throughout the year. So our mentor training program is there's 6 trainings a year. So every other month, actually, we have one coming up this month. It is the Stewards of Children training, which is a really good training. We partner with YWCA to do that training. And These trainings are meant to prepare you to be a mentor, basically.
Okay.
So how to answer questions if approached with a specific question.
Right.
How to handle certain situations or issues that might come up. We have the Stewards of Children training. We just had a Handling Hard Conversations training. Mandated reporter, handling specific family dynamics. So that is a huge training as well. You know, some of these families might be of minorities. So, you know, their beliefs or the holidays that they celebrate might be a little different than what yours are. And so making sure that our mentors are prepared for that and how to handle their family dynamics.
You still have the Local Heroes program? So I know I was part of that back in the day, but it was kind of, I think back in the day we were calling it business, we had some other name for it, but then it changed to Local Heroes. So that's another opportunity that you wouldn't necessarily have to be that mentor in the sense that it's less engagement because you're going to the school, correct? And meeting with a kid and spending 30 minutes or 40 minutes or so with that young person, especially in the elementary range. And, you know, I had a little guy that I was blessed with for several years and went through back and forth and moved and everything. Time is crazy because it's been like almost a year now, but I got to see him. And it was amazing because he's now 18, you know, 19, I think. So, but it's just wild how the just even a few minutes of the week, just getting to say, hey, I am going to show up. Mm-hmm. There's continuity. Mm-hmm. I am consistent and I am committed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are so important because that's what kids are really looking for, right?
Yep.
I mean, they want somebody committed to them that beyond because they look at this world and say, where's my hope? And if you have somebody out there that's saying, hey, look, I want to help you and I want to give you hope. They look, instead of being a dirge, they start to look forward to it.
That's right.
When that time comes.
Yep.
And then the mentor or the local hero, it's amazing how quickly you just can't wait for that time to come. Say, oh, I got to go see my little. You know, I got to go see my kids. So
that's right.
So Katie, you got a lot of things coming up, in our few minutes left. You've got Volunteer Fair is next. Is it next week already? My goodness, it is. So that is coming up. So you'll have some opportunity. That you'll have a booth at the Volunteer Fair, and so folks can stop by and see you there. Correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
And when you're looking at that. How do you see that? I know Russ Casper was big, and Casper Media was a large part of getting all that and putting that together back in the day. How do you see that helping organizations like nonprofits like yourselves?
I think it's a great event because everyone who attends the event is looking to volunteer. Okay. So, you know,
they're looking for a path.
Right. Okay. Exactly. They're ready to volunteer if they find a fit, okay, you know, that fits best for them. So I like that because that tells me that these are individuals who they're there for a reason. They're there, yeah, because they want to volunteer.
Right.
And so for nonprofits, that's a huge benefit because a lot of the organizations that we have in this community are volunteer based. You know, our mentors are volunteers.
Right.
You know, all of our board members, they're volunteers. So, you know, it's really important, and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of volunteers.
Right. I know back in the day, one of the big challenges was finding male mentors. Mm-hmm. Is that still an issue?
Finding
male? I mean, I know the females are always there, ready to raise their hand. Their mama and big sisters are great, yeah, but we need men.
We do.
Yeah.
So right now we need 4 men, four male mentors for our Community Hope program, which is the program with the greater commitment. And so that is 4 to 6 hours a month. And that's where you would visit with a mentee outside of school.
Okay.
So taking them to do activities, attending the Coach Kids activities.
Right.
But right now, that program in particular is in need of 4 male mentors.
Okay. So, you know, that's a big thing. You might say, well, you only need 4. I remember when we needed many more than that, but that's good. You're doing a great job then, you know, finding those. But there's 4, but that means there's 4 gaps. There's 4 young people
that are waiting,
mm-hmm, and you normally have a waiting list,
right,
usually for guys,
yep,
especially. So if you're out there, again, and you're thinking about this, now stop thinking. It's time, it's time to leap into action and do something. So you've got a big event coming up. The gala is coming up on the 26th.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, next week,
yep,
next Friday is our yearly gala that we have. It's the largest fundraising event that we have for the organization. We invite other organizations, businesses, and individuals to attend, and it's a pretty exciting night.
Right, and that, this is going to be a loaded weekend because we've got the 26th, the Friday gala, then we've got a big Clinton Prairie fundraiser. I mean, a lot of things happening in April, but the 26th is a place for a time to learn more about the organization, mm-hmm, and then hopefully, you know, you'll find some more volunteers,
okay,
and, of course, people that will be willing to give and donate to the organization. And you do take, those are all tax-deductible gifts that go to Coach Kids.
Correct. Yes.
Correct. Great. And then Hot Dog Festival's coming up. You've,
yep,
got, you know, when you talk about all these events, how can people help you maybe if they don't want a mentor, if they don't want to be a local hero, what are some other ways that they can get involved with Coach Kids?
Yeah, so we have various events throughout the year, and we're always looking for individuals that would want to help. So, for example, Hot Dog Festival. We have the breakfast in the morning, and then as well as our cornhole tournament. So that's a pretty big day for us as an organization. So if, you know, you want to volunteer some time and help serve up breakfast or, sit and watch the cornhole tournament and,
yeah,
write down brackets, you know, that we would love to have your help with that.
Well, and then backing up a little bit, you've got if someone is interested and they want to sign up soon, you do have a big training event coming up, like you mentioned, that it's on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And that training event, if they wanted, they say yes today, they're calling your office today saying, hey, I want to get plugged in, I want to get involved in it. And again, folks, stop. Here's what I always challenge people. Get out of your comfort zone. You know, some people say, well, I don't feel comfortable. It's just not what, you know, that's okay. I'm thankful for people that got out of their comfort zone in my life. You know, there's been people that have done things in my life that were outside their comfort zone that helped me. And so, you know, I would really encourage you to call Katie And what's your phone number, Katie? Again, how do people get a hold of you? I know they can find you on Facebook, and we're going to talk about that. But let's go back to that phone number, because I'm hopeful that today, the 24th is the next training. You still got room to get people in, don't you?
Oh yeah.
On the training training. Okay.
Yep.
Katie said, "Yeah, we got you. We'll take care of you." So.
Yeah. So you can call the office 765-654-8812, or you can go to our website, CoachKids at CoachKids.org.
And they have an application there, too, that you can go right in?
You would have to come into the office
to get an application.
And get an application, yes.
All right. So why did you get involved?
Because it was personal for me.
Yeah.
You know, I love the mission of Coach Kids. I've always been an individual that wants to help and volunteer and do things and just better the lives of others. You know, I lived a childhood trauma, and you know, so it is very important to me to be able to give back to what built me to who I am today.
Well, so let's talk a little bit not about your trauma, but you know, you are one of those stats then of the ACEs, the adverse childhood, you know, issues that go on. How important did you have somebody that mentored you? Did you have someone that came? So you didn't.
I didn't.
Okay, so you kind of tried to navigate this thing alone as a kid.
That's why I see the importance of mentors.
Right, right. So what would it have meant to you to have somebody?
Consistency.
Yeah.
You know, and just someone that would have always been there that I could trust or talk to. Yeah. But I think that's the biggest thing, would be the consistency.
You know, Katie, and you probably see this all the time, but there are kids that look like everything's okay. You probably did that. I mean, even going through your trauma and you know, you wanted to put, as we say down in the South, put on the dog. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to put on the outside, the external. But there's things going on internally that sometimes a parent, a grandparent, just does, you know, they're too busy wanting to make sure you have ice cream and all that thing, and they don't want, and it's tough to go deeper. And so these people, these external folks, can do that.
Yeah. So, Shane, another important thing to realize is some of the wealthiest families have ACEs scores.
Yeah.
Or face childhood trauma. In fact, I have seen more childhood trauma in wealthier youth than I have at risk or underprivileged kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's something that all families face. It is nothing to be shameful of or, you know, embarrassed about. And, you know, we as an organization just provide friends for the kids that need a trusting friendship.
Well, and that is the key, is understanding that, and I think an adult that gets it and one that wants to be a part and engaged in this organization would understand that, you know, those kids, they're hiding something. There's things that are going on that and it's not that you're trying to expose or pull it out of them. They, like you said, they just need someone that they can kind of sound, because really, ultimately, Katie, and correct me if I'm wrong, one of the biggest, I believe, goals of this organization or anyone that's trying to help a kid is help them to think for themselves, to get them to that point to be resourceful, and that they can be out there on their own eventually.
Yeah, it's giving them hope.
Yeah.
Hope. So that's our purpose, is to give them hope for their futures.
Absolutely. Okay, one more time, how can they get a hold of you? And there's still room at the gala? Is there still room for people to go to the gala?
Yeah,
okay.
There is.
Mm-hmm. So how do they get a hold of you?
CoachKids at CoachKids.org. On the website, there is all of our contact information, so direct line phone numbers, or you could reach out to us on Facebook.
Awesome. Katie, you're doing the Lord's work. You're doing a great job.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. You shine hope. You certainly do with your smile in your eyes. Well, you do. You do it every day. So thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Hey,
Shane.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
It's Katie Schimmel from Coach Kids. Make sure you get involved, please. We need help. We need mentors. So jump in there and help out. It's the top of the hour. We're going to be back with Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities here on Party Line.